Trainer football going to play in a state quarterfinal. They'll go to South Hardin on Friday night. I'll have the call alongside Keith Christensen on KMAFM 99.1. Looking forward to that. Talking now with Trainer head coach Jeff Casey. Coach, one of the final eight left in your class. I think it's been 6 years since Trainer's been able to do that. I guess just first off, you know, speak to that accomplishment. Obviously, it's not something that's easy to do.
Yeah, you're right. It's not easy to do. 2019 was the last time we got to the quarterfinals. We were knocking on the door last year. We were right there, just a few seconds away from it last year. And so it feels good to get back to the quarterfinals and have this experience for the kids and the community, and excited for the week ahead here.
Get there with a win over Hinton on Friday night. I know you scored on the first play, and then you were up big early. You know, speak to what you saw from the guys on Friday night that made this happen.
I thought we played perhaps our most physical game of the season, and probably in a really long time, to be honest with you. It was something that I emphasized with the kids and really challenged them that we had to up our physicality. I knew that Hinton was going to be super physical as well, and at this point in the season, you can't let teams out physical you because you're going to get beaten if that happens. And so our kids accepted that challenge, and we give a lot of credit to Hinton. That's a really good football team. They had some really tough kids. They're very well coached, and they gave us a big challenge on Friday. But kids rose to the occasion and stepped up and played hard.
Yeah, and fast start. I know that's kind of been something you guys have been able to do a lot this year, scoring on the first possession, sometimes even on the first play like you did Friday night. When you can do that, how huge is that?
Oh, it makes a huge difference. We scored so quickly on Friday night that our film wasn't even turned on, so we don't even have the video of it, to be honest with you, because it happened that fast. And so, I've been through situations where you struggle in the beginning of the game, and you don't score on the first, maybe even first two or three possessions. And it's just so hard to get things going. And then you get behind, and then you're playing catch up. So we spent a lot of time on the beginning of the game during practice and how we rep that stuff and putting game plans together. So we don't like playing from behind. We want people chasing us. It's kind of been the thought process all year, is to get up quick and keep the foot on the gas pedal.
Now, looking to Friday night, a really good South Hardin team. You guys have to make the long bus ride to the eastern side of the state for this matchup. I mean, what do you guys know about them as you prepare?
Well, they're a very, very talented football team. Obviously, I think you mentioned it. You get to the quarterfinals. Everybody's really good. They were in the quarterfinals last year as well. So they put together two really, really good seasons in a row. Only three losses in the last 2 years, two of those to Grundy Center and the other one to Dyke New Hartford last year in the quarter. So this is a super talented football team. They've got some incredible skill players, some really talented receivers. Their quarterback does some really, really impressive things on film. Strong run game, and then their defense is legit. They fly around. They hit you. They play physical. The back end is really good defending the pass game. So they've put together a really nice squad, a really nice couple seasons.
Yeah, looking at their defense, I mean, the most points they've given up all year was 21 to Grundy Center. They're coming off of a shutout. What will you guys have to do offensively to have success against their defense?
You know, one thing that we've emphasized this year is just our depth and skill set across the board. We've got so many kids that we can get involved in. And week to week, it's kind of different who we feature and then how we feature them. And so we'll look for ways over the next few days as we continue scouting and game planning. To find some of those advantages that we think we might have and try to get those kids the ball. You know, we like to create space, get some of our athletic, fast kids out there in one-on-one situations and just let them do their thing. So, you know, we'll keep studying, been studying all weekend, obviously, and keep looking for spots where we can push the ball downfield.
You know, and then looking at their offense, seems kind of similar to your guys's, in that they're very balanced. They've got a 1,000-yard rusher, they got a 1,000-yard receiver as well. But your guys' defense has played really good all year. What will be the things that will be important defensively?
Yeah, so you made a good comparison because they are very similar to us. And we noticed that earlier in the season as we started kind of watching some of these top teams around the state. They reminded us of our team a little bit. So, again, similar to the offensive side of the ball, we've got a lot of talent that we have, you know, at all three levels of the defense. I like how we rotate our kids and try to keep kids fresh. And so our defensive staff always does such a great job of scouting and putting a game plan together and then putting our kids in situations during the week in practice to rep those things. Kids always do a great job of watching film and really learning and being open to that process of figuring out, you know, hey, what are some keys that we can look for, some alignment tendencies, just general things that we try to teach the kids. They've done a great job of absorbing all that this year. So we'll continue to do that. Hey, we want to fly the football. We want to gang tackle. We want to force turnovers like we have. So the game plan from a very basic level will remain the same.
And lastly, Coach, you know, one win away from being able to get to the Dome for the first time in a while, and that's everybody's goal when the season starts. I know you have to take care of business for this to happen, but for that to happen, what would it mean?
Oh, gosh, it would mean a lot. I mean, these kids were not alive the last time we played in Cedar Falls, and I would venture to guess that quite a few community members probably weren't in the community when that happened either. I was on staff when we went and won the championship back in 2003. It's a pretty special feeling, but you know, one thing we've done a good job of all season is not looking ahead to next week or an opponent down the road. We've truly taken it day by day. And so it's, hey, on Monday, what are the one or two things we have to accomplish on Monday? And that's all we're focused on. We don't move forward until we get that done. And then we come back on Tuesday. Hey, what are the one or two things that we need to do today so that we can be prepped and ready for Friday? And we don't move on until we take care of it. And so that'll be the game plan again this week. We'll approach practices the way we have all season. And we just got to go do our thing.
Looking forward to it. Trainer head coach Jeff Casey as his team gets ready for a state quarterfinal. Coach, appreciate the time and wish you the best of luck there on Friday.
Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate it.